At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hello there, I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news, with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts, as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
Listening to Fox Sports Radio.
We're talking a little old school when 50 hits.
Yes, the old school baseball memories. We're going to share some stupid, ridiculous, funny stories. And you guys are in on that, like, again, at 877-99 on Fox. But right now, we got to see what teams we have in this bet we've made.
Yeah. Oh,
Ramos, the perfect music.
That music brings back such great memories.
I feel like a little kid again, Danny.
Twib notes.
Oh, yeah. All right, so we picked five teams each out of a hat. Ramos, Danny G, Dan Beyer, Spot, Covino, and myself. And
baseball.
Whatever team wins the World Series, that guy, if you have that team, at the end of the season, you'll win a nice little pot of money.
All right.
The team
and
with
the loser? How about the loser?
The guy that has the team with the worst record in baseball has to wear Crocs for a week to work.
Is that everybody okay with that, though?
Yeah. Yes.
All right, cool.
Yeah, Mets.
Let's do it.
Double in the gap. They go back up 4-3. Yeah, baby.
Byers like, let's do it because he rocks Crocs at home anyway. So.
Yeah.
That is not true. In size 10? What are you guys talking about? Jeez, come on.
All right, so we got to buy you special ones if you lose. All right, so
you
I'll go
first.
I'll go first. All right. Ready? Here are my teams. These are my picks.
You want to go one at a time or all five? What do we know?
I'll do all five.
Covino, all five.
All five, good. All right.
I got the Diamondbacks.
Boo. Okay.
I'm gonna take D-backs. On your Dodgers tonight. Right? Yeah.
Yep.
And
yeah.
I got the Yankees, baby.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah. Oh, hashtag rigged.
Gross.
I got the Yankees.
Oh,
gross.
I got the Padres, too.
Oh.
Yeah. Wow.
Man.
They got a squad.
All right. Your
My guy,
team.
Matt Carpenter, on there. I got the White Sox.
Okay.
Not bad.
And my last team here, the Pirates, who, again, just let the Reds into the game.
Oh, maybe you'll get the bottom prize, too.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll get money and Crocs.
Oh, wow.
Top and bottom.
All right, yeah.
Rich, reveal your five.
Ooh, the boss, who's a Twins fan, will like this. Minnesota, baby. I got the Twinnies with their fresh new uniforms. I got the A's.
Okay.
Uh-oh. I know.
What's up, Oakland?
I got the Royals. Oh, no. What is going on here? So I got the Twins, A's, Royals. I got the Cardinals.
Okay,
they'll like, they can win that Central Division. The Cards. And my last team. Oh, gross. I got the Braves. It's a good one, but I hate the Braves. So I got the Braves and Cards. Those are good ones. You got the Yankees and Pods.
I know. I got some good picks, man.
All right. Spotty, you want to go?
Sure. All right.
What does Spot have? Twib notes.
Mariners.
Not bad. They had a good season last year.
Phillies.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Two good picks.
There
we go. Astros.
Wow.
Spot
got three good teams.
Giants.
Wow.
And you might wear Crocs.
Tigers.
Okay. But we all got a couple.
You got three good teams, though, man.
Yeah.
Who wants to go next?
Let's have Beyer go next.
All right. I've got the Angels.
Oh. All right. Oh. Otani in the house.
The Marlins.
Ooh.
Rangers.
Okay.
Cleveland Guardians.
Mm. Oh, they're decent. They're decent.
And the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Dodgers. That's a good one. Yo, Dan Beyer's got both LA teams. All right, Ramos, you go, buddy.
Okay, we got, Dan Beyer's Brewers.
Ooh.
I like the Brewers. The Blue Jays.
Oh, that's a good one.
The Boston Red Sox.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
The New York Metropolitans.
There you go.
Sorry, Ramos.
And last but not least, the Washington Nationals.
Right. Oh, that could be a croc. That could be a croc adventure.
We should have a croc watch throughout the season.
Yes.
You know, like who's
croc watch? The Tigers are 4-19. Yeah. All right, Danny G, round it out. I'm guessing who's still left.
All right, I'm going to call them the Devil Rays based on their uniforms today.
Yeah, yes.
Rocking the jerseys.
Yeah, nice hats. All right, and then let's see, the Reds.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh boy. I got the Cubbies.
Okay.
Are they still rebounding?
Sounds like they won today. On Croc Watch. So. Croc Watch.
Orioles.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, they're much improved.
They're pretty good.
Yeah. Can I get one favorite here?
I believe the Rockies. Are the Rockies left?
I got the Rockies. The Rockies.
No.
Jesus, guys.
You're about to just put those Crocs on now, Danny.
Jeez. I'm size 11.
Croc Watch, day one.
We're going to buy some bright orange Crocs for Danny G, I think.
Perfect. Yeah.
Just get them now. It's size 11.
All right. All right. Hey, we did say, since it is opening day, a little extra focus on baseball today. So your favorite baseball stadium memories. Any come to mind for you guys?
Yeah.
I got a few.
I'll kick it off, and I'll try to make them snappy. But I was at a game one time with my buddy Sean the Lawyer, who listens to our show. We're there at Yankee Stadium, and, you know, you're buzzing, having fun. And I can't even believe this happened looking back, but I was there. I was there. You may have seen the highlights before, but we were at the game, and a dude fell over the top tier.
What?
Over the top tier. And it's almost like a weird dream, but Sean will confirm it. We were at the game. Dude fell over the top tier into the netting. Into the netting.
I remember the highlight.
Yeah. Whole play. You ever see the clip with the guy like climbing back into the? I was there for that. So something I'll never forget.
Middle of the game, the guy falls out of the upper deck into the net.
Into the net.
Not hurt.
Yeah, it was
but
so
like,
wild.
What?
Whoa. People were handing him their fishing scoops just to help him out. You know what I mean?
It's wild.
You've probably seen the highlight. I was there for that. I don't know if there's a highlight for this, maybe a low light, but I was there for it. My Uncle Angel climbed the foul pole at the old Yankee Stadium. And I remember being a little kid mortified, like, what is Angel doing?
Did he get arrested?
That's when I started realizing my uncles are out of their minds. You know, like, did Uncle Angel have too much to drink? What is going on? I just remember, like, people trying to pull him down. Security came. He was climbing, you know, the wire netting part of the foul pole? He was, like, halfway up.
He might have been more than drinking.
So,
I'm just saying. It was the 80s, right?
Legendary story. 80s, you know, Uncle Angel making baseball history. So those are two stories that stand out to me. And one I mentioned here, and I'll make it snappy. I mentioned it here on the show before, but I remember being stuck in traffic on the way home. And, you know, we're wearing our little kid T-shirts, and we're all pumped about the game. And we're stuck in traffic, and we look over to the left, and Don Mattingly was in traffic next to us.
Didn't you say it was a gold Mercedes?
He was in a gold Mercedes, and as a little kid, it was a made of gold Mercedes, right? Yeah. Like, oh, my God.
It's Don Mattingly.
And we had a flip out, like, Don Mattingly.
Your dad didn't believe
and
you, right?
And my dad wouldn't turn around. He didn't believe us. And then he finally turned around, and then he's like, get hit, Don. And he let Don Mattingly cut us in traffic after a game one time when we were kids. So those are three quick memories I'll share with you.
I have a couple doozies. Again, we're doing snappy story, quick stories, ballpark memories. When I was a little kid, my first Mets game, I remember getting so upset because I thought everyone was booing Mookie Wilson.
Yeah.
But when Mookie Wilson would bat, everyone would go, Moo!
Oh, it's like anyone whose name is Lou. Right?
Yeah.
Sweet
I was
Lou.
Like, oh, I started crying. I was four or five years old. And I was like, why do they not like Mookie Wilson? And they're like, no, Richie, they're saying Moo. So that was like my first game. Covino saw me humiliated once. So
I've seen you humiliated a few times.
Watching a Mets game, like maybe 5-10 years ago,
just
Ramos.
Once.
Like 10 years ago, I'm watching a Mets game. And you know how every stadium has their guys, like a famous fan? There was a guy that I never heard of before, and I watch the Mets every day. And Gary, Keith, and Ron were like, there he is, pin man. It was a dude that his whole shirt and hat covered head to toe in pins, like, you know, like little metal pins.
You know, every stadium has their like random celebrity guy, like Clipper Darrell or Freddie Says at Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a Dodgers guy.
So I was like, you know, I never really heard of this guy, but they're showing him love on SNY.
Pin Man was like, they were trying to tout this guy as the next like Mets dude.
So they have Cal Bell guy. He's well known.
Yeah, he's the guy.
So I go to the Mets game the next day, and coincidentally, I'm going through the concession, getting a drink and a hot dog. And I'm like, oh, there he is, Pin Man. I go up to this guy and I go, yo, Pin Man, they were giving you love on SNY last night. He goes, number 58.
No, he said, I remember. Oh. He looked at Rich and he said, you're number 53.
Oh,
and Rich says, what?
53.
I saw you on TV the other night.
He goes,
he's like, yeah, you're number 53. You're the 53rd person that told me that today.
And he walked away.
Oh, what a D-bag.
Rich was dissed by a nobody.
Honestly, Danny G, he was like a smelly old guy. So it wasn't even like a guy that you'd be like, that guy's a cool guy. I was just trying to show him a little love. He dissed me in front of my friends. Two more quickie. My first autograph was Bip Roberts.
Rich was dissed by Pin Man.
My first autograph was Bip Roberts on the San Diego Padres. I went down to the dugout, and Bip Roberts was cool enough to sign my first baseball.
That's cool.
And one other story of like drama. The Mets never made the playoffs when I was younger. So I was in a relationship in my 20s.
Or when you were older, barely.
That's true. That's true. I went to a playoff game, NLCS 06. The Mets are in the playoffs. And the girl I'm dating was like, yeah, I parked in a parking garage that closes at 10 p.m. And I said, well, you're going to have to leave your car there because we're not leaving the game. She's like, but I need my car. She left the game without me. Because I refused to leave a playoff game, and she made me feel like I was the worst dude of all time. And it was probably one of the reasons we broke up. And I remember being like, who parks in a garage that closes at 10 p.m. the night of a playoff game?
Wow.
Spot has a couple good ones. Real quick, Spotty. You got two.
I mean, the most legendary. We've shared it on the show before, but I got to rehash it. I'm in the Guinness Book of World Records because I participated in the most people doing the Macarena,
Macarena.
Together at Yankee Stadium. And I believe it was in 1996. So a legendary Yankee Stadium moment. And another very cool.
Did you get a plaque or a high five or anything for that?
I didn't get anything for that. I don't even remember. Maybe the ticket stub somewhere. Yeah. I don't know.
You get to tell the story on Fox Sports.
Yeah.
And perhaps the coolest for me, but there's no record of this, which drives me insane. I did commercial production when I worked in FM Radio New York.
Yeah, Spot worked for iHeart New York and did all the commercials back in the day.
And I was tasked, because no one wanted to do this, I was tasked to go to Yankee Stadium to record Mariano Rivera recording some lines. I believe it was like a Coke promotion.
Hello,
or like
Mariano
Pepsi.
Rivera. And this is Yankees baseball.
Yankees, look, by the way.
Look under the cap.
What you know of him speaking.
I look under the cap.
Yeah, he's like, look under the... Like, I had to coach him through English saying this commercial. But I was sitting in the dugout at Yankee Stadium with Mariano Rivera.
No one took a picture.
This predated camera phones. It was like I was just sitting there in awe.
You could be making this story up right now.
I could be. I actually have photos that I took of, like, being there, but like there's none of me.
You made me think of something else too, Spot.
Because
that's
I wanted to be professional, and I didn't want to be that guy that's like, can I get a photo with Mariano Rivera?
You're starting out, you're young, you can't do that. And we're going to get to all the phone calls too, so hang tight at 877-99 on Fox. Old school when 50 hits, your ballpark memories. You know, Rich was talking about his playoff moments. You forgot when the Mets lost, what was that, in 2015? Or what year was that?
It was 06.
When
Carlos Beltran looked at the third strike.
Yo, the cameras panned to Rich, and there was footage of him crying.
That's great, yeah.
Not exaggerating. Rich was the crying, like, poster boy, the crying fan on television, and we were like, oh my God, it's Rich!
Crying Met fan.
Yeah. How did you leave that out?
Was that
the
on
story?
Fox? Could we request footage of that?
We gotta find footage.
I don't know,
that.
Because it's not one of my favorite ballpark
can we get that? Dude, we gotta find that
can
footage.
Can we, please?
You know what? I will say this.
Don Scott, get on
there. During an LA trip when we were living in New York, we went to a Dodgers game. And I don't know if it was you or our buddy Sammy, but let's just say a bird made an accident on one of your heads.
I'm pretty sure it was me, yeah.
Yeah.
That's good luck.
And I was like, you know, they tell you it's good luck, but we walk into Dodger Stadium. We walk out like, here it is. Wow, Dodger Stadium. Right on his head.
Ramos, ballpark memories.
Now, I don't know how big it is now, but when I was a kid, going to games, getting foul balls was the best. Like, we stood there in warm-ups, in games. All we wanted was a foul ball. I think I spent all my years in baseball just trying to get that one foul ball in my mitt.
We've never gotten one. Spot has. We've gotten a home run derbies and everything. Never got a home run or a foul ball.
So we sat close one time. My dad said, let's go get something to eat. I said, my mom was there. I said, sit here. We're right back. We left. Somebody hit a foul ball. I don't know where it was. We came back. My mom said, guess what? The foul ball, it landed right on your seat.
No!
And sure enough, the guy next to me had a foul ball. And I went, the one time I go get food with my dad, an actual foul ball came right to where I sat. And I wasn't there. It was horrible. I never got a foul ball in my whole life. So.
You can picture a sad little Ramos. He's probably sad the rest of the game.
And now I know what little Ramos looks like because of that Little League picture. So picture that little Ramos set.
That's so funny.
Danny or Dan Byer, what do you guys got?
Buyer first.
Well, John's not the only one who missed out on a foul ball. It happened to me at Fenway Park when it ricocheted off the head of a woman. I was out getting a lemonade for my wife, and it hit my chair. So that happened. Spot's not the only one who had to get imaging for his radio station, as I had to do it with then Brewers first baseman Richie Sexson. Try getting liners right when they're off to an 0-6 start to the season and see how that goes.
See how happy he is.
Yeah, can't get the call letters right. No, I need it to be this. That happened. Did have a once prominent Major League Baseball player in his minor league years hit on my sister and invite her to a game later on that season.
Oh, wow.
She was 15 at the time.
Whoopsie.
Yes, and then had someone once come up in the press box to talk to a group of us at the station, wondering about the job opening at our station. He was curious about my position that apparently was going to be open that I didn't realize. So there
That's a good way to find out.
Some memories at the old ballpark.
Wow, that's some good ones. By the way, did you get that picture of you working at the stadium?
Me and Richie Sexson wanting to kill me.
No footage of that.
Yeah, no cameras in the locker room.
You know, it's so cool that your sister ended up marrying Robin Yount. I'm kidding. Danny G, what you got?
My grandmother took me and my older brother to our very first Dodger game in the early 80s. It was during Fernando Mania.
Oh, yeah.
So I got fortunate seeing Fernando as my first game. The seats were so high up, though. It was a hot day. It was a weekend game. And I remember her lugging her big sun umbrella up to the top.
Oh.
Yeah, and that was awesome. And then we spent half our childhood in the Bay Area, so a lot of Oakland A's games. Reggie Jackson got to see his very last game in the bigs.
Wow.
As a kid.
Cool.
And my older brother and I started a Reggie chant at his last at bat. The entire stadium began to shout it. He hit a home run in his very last at bat. It was in the paper the next day about the whole stadium chanting his name.
And you started that?
Yeah. And to this day, my older brother says, I started that Reggie chant.
That's awesome. By the way, the Reggie documentary, worth the watch. It's brand new. It's on Amazon Prime if you want to check it out and relive those moments.
Danny, I will say, we grew up, obviously, on the East Coast. You grew up out here on the West Coast. From what I hear and what I can only imagine, Fernando Valenzuela, when he was in his prime, it seemed wild.
That stadium was electric. The atmosphere whenever he pitched was insane.
It does. It seems like I can't.
It was like a soccer, like a World Soccer Cup atmosphere.
Yeah, and I think for me, being Mexican or being Latino at the time, it was extremely exciting for me.
Talk about the perfect team for him to land on, right? With the big Mexican community out here in LA. That must have been electric.
That is so cool.
My whole room was posters of Fernando Valenzuela at that time. It was awesome.
Still, I heard.
Suzanne's like, John, you have to take it down.
With a couch with cup holders.
Don't tell us.
What were your observations so far with the pitch clock and baseball and some stolen bases, courtesy of the bigger bags? What were your takeaways? What have you noticed? Give us a call at 877-99 on Fox. What made you say,
Already, there's something that made me go, I'm watching the first three innings of the Mets-Marlins game. It's the bottom of the fourth right now. Mets are up 1-0. Went to the dentist. I got out of the dentist about a half hour ago. And I'm like, well, I could go to Fox, but I don't want to bother Ramos. And I know Gottlieb's still on.
Did your dentist ask you if you were excited for the season to start?
I think it's going to be a good one.
Who's your favorite player?
I would say Lindor.
I heard that Verlander's on the injured list.
I'm a son of a gun. I swear, I think the Mets are cursed.
I had to go to a quick little dentist stop. It seems like it's all good. Cross your fingers. I don't think I have to get a root canal. Yes. But I'm like, oh, perfect timing. I got it at the dentist.
That sucks, man, because I was totally rooting for you to get a root canal.
You know what? I feel like you might have. I feel like you were...
I got a poster made. Like, come on, Rich, get a root canal.
I feel like my discomfort would probably make you happy for some reason.
That would make me laugh.
So I get out of the dentist, and it's, you know, like roughly 1:05 West Coast time. And I'm like, oh, the Mets start in 5 minutes. Covino and the guys, I don't want to bother them at the studio yet. Maybe they're not even there. I'm going to sit in my car for a half hour. Got the MLB app. I'm watching the game. This game is moving. Observation number one, I love it. Agreed. I know there's still the traditionalists that are like, eh, let them play at the pace they want. Yo, foul ball, right back in the box. Ball one, right back in the box. Pitcher, right back on the mound.
But again, do you feel me a little bit about people actually paid a lot of money for the tickets, and then the game just goes so fast now?
I felt
the
that
people there, I'm
slightly,
saying.
Slightly, but right? Like
but
I
I'm
said,
with you. From home, the at-home experience, and just the overall feel and movement of the game, way cooler, way better. I noticed it as well.
As Dan Beyer said yesterday, if you want more time at the stadium, go a little early with your kids or your wifey, your buddies.
That's
check out batting practice.
Great solution, for real.
Grab a beer or a hot dog before the game, and then take your time. No one's saying, man, I really want to be at the stadium for more and more time.
But I totally agree with you, Rich. There was a significant difference on the pace of the game that I was definitely vibing with.
And again, we have all the games on the different TVs in the studio, and you could see the... And it's not like a weird, uncomfortable urgency. It's like, all right, pitch on the way, ball one. No checking the batting gloves 10 times. No taking off your helmet, wiping your head, stepping out of the box. Back in, next pitch. You got to love it.
I love it. I do. Another observation. Again, no such thing as a wrong observation. Your takeaways, what stood out to you, what got you pumped up. Give us a call at 877-99 on Fox this opening day. You know, the Rays are playing the Tigers right now. It's middle of the eighth. The Rays are on top 3-0. And I specifically said the Rays, but could I have said the Devil Rays? Because they're rocking their throwback Thursday jerseys, old school Devil Rays. However, I find it interesting because they specifically changed their team name. As much as I like the old school jerseys, I do. I love them. They are now the Rays, meaning like sunbeams, the sun rays. So...
You hit it right on the head, Covino. Why would you go back to put on a uniform that you didn't want?
That was the whole point of changing it.
Can't wait for the Guardians to go back to the Indians.
It's exactly the same, Danny G. It doesn't really make sense. I like the jersey. Don't get it twisted. But you can't correct me if I ever say Devil Rays because they're rocking the jerseys now. And I like it. Is Thursday the designated day for that now?
Well, a lot of teams do like a special Friday deal. Like I know the Mets do Blackout Fridays with the home or away black jerseys.
Well, because didn't the Phillies rock their throwbacks today?
Phillies like to rock those powder blue Mike Schmidt looking jerseys. They're not wearing them today.
But again, with the Rays specifically, they're not even the Devil Rays anymore. You know, that's why I find it interesting. So just an observation, throwing it out there. I do think it's cool. To go back and throw it back.
But on opening day, I don't mind them throwing back on Thursdays. But today's opening day, this isn't the day to throw back. This is your normal uniforms. And then later on in the season, or the next Thursday, when it's just like a regular day, then throw back, right?
Ramos, I agree.
Yeah. Ramos meatloaf? Because he took the words right out of my mouth. Ramos, I'm thinking it is like opening day. It's like game one of the World Series. You wear your standard. And I'm not an old school guy. I'm more of a, hey, let's keep the game progressing. But opening day, you wear the standard uniform. You have the banners, the USA flags. You got 40, 50,000 people ready to go. It's such a special day. And you know what? I didn't realize it until I woke up. I know that sounds like a weird, corny statement, but I was like, it's opening day. But the minute I looked on my phone, the minute I turned on the game, and I get to work here and Fox Sports Radio, I have all the games on, there is something very special about opening day. Like we said yesterday, it changes your habits, it changes your life, and I can't help but smile to see Jacob DeGrom give up 4 runs already in game one as a Texas Ranger. I never root for injury. I always want a guy to have an illustrious career of great health, but watching DeGrom 70 pitches in 4 innings and the Phillies are rocking him, his old rival when he was on the Mets, Four earned runs, and he just gave up a double.
A lot of pressure, Rich, on him today.
Oh, there is.
It's the pressure on this major league teams, you know.
You know, it's funny you say that because, you know, Rich and I, we do a morning show together, a podcast on Patreon, and we were talking about pressure. And I said, you know, when I woke up this morning, I had a thought. I was washing my face, and I was like, yes. It was like Nudie Magazine Day. I was like, yes, baseball today, something to look forward to. I got excited.
Great Billy Madison reference on the Throwback Thursday.
And then I said to myself, I don't know how a kid like Anthony Volpe slept last night. He played 20 games in AAA. He was in high school 3 years ago, and he's starting shortstop for his childhood team, the New York Yankees, today at home. I don't know how he slept. Can't wait to watch. So I said this to Rich when we got to our other studio, and Rich said, pressure? That guy's not feeling any pressure. I'm like, how could you think he's not feeling any pressure?
To be a kid at that age.
Well, you said it's such a long season.
It's a long season, 162. He knows he earned it. You saw the video of him sitting down with Aaron Boone. And
I think there's pressure on everybody, but especially more on players like DeGrom when you're on a new team, when it's your first game, you know, your first at bat. Dude, there's an immense amount of pressure that we can't even relate to.
But again,
you know what you can relate
to? If you go 0-for in your major league debut, it's not like a quarterback throwing three picks losing the game.
But it sets the tone. It's a sigh of relief. You know, you want to have a good performance. Let me ask you this. Do you remember the first time you cracked a mic in New York City? Your heart was probably pounding through your chest. Mine was. And that's just being on the radio. Imagine stepping up to the plate, millions watching you. That's nerve-wracking. So, yeah, I do think there was a lot of pressure on DeGrom, but I think there was a lot of pressure on a lot of players. I do. So, observations. Hey, speaking of Volpe, and I'm not going to make it about the Yankees, but I do have a question for you.
DeGrom. How's he going to have that 1-point-something ERA when he... I'm sorry. Should I root for him? I mean...
No. No, you shouldn't because he's not on your team anymore, and he wasn't one of your favorite players. Yeah. Right? You liked rooting for him. I think another observation is remembering and reminding yourself on where some of these players are. You know, not everybody was like, oh, yeah, DeGrom, Rangers. Yeah, that's right. I forgot. It is a reminder to see where all the new players ended up. But... how about this? I have something that stood out to me.
Your Devil Rays thought, though, I just got a really good look at the uniforms.
Yeah, they're cool.
Franco just rounded the bases on a home run, and I got a good little look. You know when something's old enough where it looks cool because it's retro? Those were hideous jerseys when they were out. Now they sort of look cool because they're retro, like the different colors and the...
yeah, those are the Wade Boggs unis, right?
That's true.
Speaking of uniforms, I want to know your thoughts on this. So I mentioned Anthony Volpe. He's a name you're going to hear a lot about. He's the new starting shortstop for the Yankees. And I'm a Yankees fan, but it really doesn't have anything to do with the Yankees. He was rocking number 77 during spring training. So they say...
offensive lineman?
They say... well, remember, the Yankees have retired a lot of numbers,
right? Running out of numbers. I'm surprised he's not wearing 182.
No, I heard Doug Gottlieb saying, yeah, that's the crazy ego of the Yankees. You know, everybody's numbers retired. Everybody's the greatest. Everybody's the best. But he was rocking number 77. And what they say about Anthony Volpe is not only is he a great young player, but he has this character about him, right? He does everything right. He's a stand-up kid. He was raised the right way.
If you say he does it the Yankee way, I may walk out of here on day one.
Well,
he does things the Yankee way.
They have specifically said that he's been under the tutelage of Willie Randolph, who's teaching him the Yankee way. Either way, hold on. I'm giving you the backstory. He was wearing number 77.
the Yankee way.
And I guess he wanted number 11.
Hold on, Spot. When you're editing our videos, you better be doing it the Yankee way.
Gotta do it the
Yankee
way.
Ramos, are you running this
always
show the Yankee way?
Fast.
Danny G, if you're not producing the Yankee way, we might need to investigate something here. Yankee way.
You know what? We worked for a company, Rich and I, where it was the blank way, and that way sucked. It's true, right? It is an eye-rolling expression. I give you that. Yeah. But the Yankees have a winning tradition.
I was
okay?
I don't want to do it.
I don't care.
I remember thinking, like, I don't want to do it the ESPN way. I mean,
how about you let us do it our way? You know? Isn't that why you hired us? Anyway.
Yeah, this is a much better place here.
Happy to be here on Fox Sports Radio. Covino and Rich. Volpe was wearing 77. And I don't know if it was his idea or, you know, someone in the Yankee front office was like, you know, you should probably be wearing number 11. Because all the other 1 through 10s are retired. you're like the next guy. We're putting a lot of stake into you. You should probably wear one, number 11.
Isn't there an eye-rolling, vomitous story when Jeter was almost like anointed, like, you could wear number 2?
They
like,
give
wasn't
the credit
that a big
to,
deal?
Like, no, but they give the credit to the equipment manager. Like, they just gave him number 2, as the story goes.
Like, we know you're special, young man.
So hear me out.
Okay, I'm listening.
Instead of just taking number 11, which he could have done, he called up Brett Gardner, who wore number 11 for almost 15 years for the New York Yankees. World Series champion, 2009, Brett Gardner, called him up and asked, I guess for not necessarily his permission, but his, what would you say?
Blessing?
His blessing, exactly, to wear number 11. Solid move, unnecessary, lame. What
you
do
know
you
what
think
this
about
is
that?
Called?
I thought it was,
you know what this
they
called?
Praised it. They're like, and that's why he is who he is. He does things the right way. I thought it was very nice of him to acknowledge, because no one else acknowledged the retirement. I don't even know if he officially retired. They just never brought him back. Brett Gardner, it was nice of him to acknowledge him.
You know what it's called? It's called number respect. And no one has it, so the Volpe thing was unnecessary. Brett Gardner, he's not getting his number retired.
Brett no Gardner is a Yankee hero, though. Even though they didn't give him his send-off the way he deserved, and that's a story in itself. Like, yo, what's going on? How can they never like acknowledge the guy? He played 14, almost 15 solid years with the Yankees and won a World Series.
Brett Gardner?
Brett Gardner.
I care more about my Gardner, Ruben. He does a great job. Let me tell you. Ramos, Danny G, you get to speak on behalf of them.
He started center field for the Yankees.
He always looks so angry, too.
You have to speak on behalf of
them. He's one of those guys that you had to watch day in and day out.
You have to speak on behalf of the Dodgers for me, because, again, my National League references are usually in the East. But I've seen players that, when you know a guy's number's not going to get retired, there might be one season where they're like, yeah, let it simmer. Then a guy could wear that number again. I remember Doc Gooden. Oh. I mean, who was more popular than a guy like Doc Gooden? Or number 8, Gary Carter for the 80s Mets. When they were off the team, the next year, like, I don't know, like Bernard Gilkey or someone was number 8. Like,
yeah, but
like, you know what I'm
15
saying?
15 years on a team.
I'm just saying, like...
Oh, you know what? You're not invited to the Gardy party.
The Dodgers used to have this, what we called the unofficial retired number. One of them for it was Steve Garvey. Garvey wore 6 for the Dodgers. Nobody wore 6 for the Dodgers. Wait, for like
didn't Steve Sachs wear 6?
No. Steve Sachs wore 3.
Oh, he wore 6 with the Yanks.
Yeah, with the Yanks. So, but now people wear 6. People wear the number. But back for when Garvey left and went to the Padres for like about 10, 15 years, nobody touched the number 6. It was like unofficial, official,
respect,
right?
Respect, man.
It's interesting, right? Like, let's go to football, for instance. Name me a quarterback that is not a Hall of Famer, but he was clearly a franchise guy for a while. Maybe like Matt Ryan?
Rich Gannon.
Okay. Danny, great one. Rich Gannon. Now, when Rich Gannon walks away, when he walked away, you're not going to give his number to the next quarterback, but like in a year or so, like you could wear the number again.
You let it breathe. So I think Volpe did the right thing. Clearly, you don't care. I think it's
Brett Gardner.
I think you made it very clear that you don't care about Brett Gardner, but he still played 15 years with the team.
I care more about Brett the Hitman Hart. No one should wear pink spandex since him.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it. Give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay. You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
Let's say what's up to Eric in Minnesota. Let's make these fun, quick, snappy stories so we can move on. But I want to hear from you guys. Eric, what's up?
Yeah, so make it quick. I got to make a clarification to Rich. It is not the Twinnies. It's the Twinkies.
The Twinkie. Okay, so yeah, my bad.
Anyway, September 6th, 2002, Twins game, Friday night. I was there when they beat the Oakland A's for their 20-game win streak.
I actually remember some of those big winning streaks are memorable.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I remember that.
Even when it's not your team, you're like, oh, I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Robert's in the high desert. What's up, Rob?
What's up, guys? Got a quick one. Talked about those crazy uncles. So I had a buddy. His name was Jimbo 30 years ago. His two nephews are there. We're by the bullpen. The nephews want a baseball. We were trying for 4, 5, 6 innings, and they finally told my drunk buddy Jimbo, throw us your clothes and we'll give you a ball. Well, he thought it was his whole clothes, underwear, and he stood there stark naked in front of his nephews. They threw him the ball and his clothes back, and he went to jail.
Good payoff. Ken in Fresno, you're on with Covino and Rich. What's up, man?
Hey, guys. I know it's opening day, but October 1st, 1987, I went to the A's game with my uncle and Reggie Jackson's final game, and I'll never forget my uncle was the one who started the Reggie chant when he pinch hit in the eighth inning. He replaced Luis Polonia, and the whole crowd, everybody there was standing. And
wait a
my
second.
Uncle's not with us anymore, but he was the one that started that.
My older brother started that.
No, wait, hold on. This is controversial. I'm pretty sure. No, it was Ken in Fresno. Danny G lies. Danny G, you're a liar. Ken's uncle.
Let's get my older brother on the air right now.
He's talking about his late uncle.
No, it was my uncle. He's not alive to defend himself. But he was the one that started.
He didn't start. We started that.
We should have a Reggie chant off to see who's lying.
I know, right?
Ken, I believe you.
Because my uncle's dead. He's not here.
How convenient.
Is Danny G
lying? Let's battle. I'll get my older brother on the horn right now.
So, dude, your older brother's gonna be really mad about this.
Yeah, he is.
Ken,
thanks, Ken.
Thank you, Ken. If you just joined us, Danny G said he was the guy, him and his brother were the legends that started the Reggie chant at his last at-bat when he hit a home run.
Let's say hi to Tim. Tim, you're on in Texas. What's up, man?
Hey, what's up? Love the show, guys. Real quick, first game I ever been to when I was a kid, Texas Rangers. I was there for the Nolan Ryan fight against Robin Ventura.
Oh, wow,
and
that's awesome.
My least favorite memory, I got invited to a game. We had to go to my sister's recital, and it happened to be Nolan Ryan's seventh no-hitter.
Oh,
that's so cool.
Wow.
Thanks.
I hope she danced really well at the recital. You missed Nolan Ryan's no-no. You know, it's interesting, the Nolan Ryan, Robin Ventura moment. I don't want to give anything away, but if you did watch the documentary Facing Nolan, there was a reason for that fight, and it's simple. I'm not playing spoiler. It's a 30-year-old story, but Robin Ventura, the team had made an agreement. If anyone gets hit by a pitch, you charge the mound. And it's like, even if it's Nolan Ryan. So a young Robin Ventura was just being a good teammate, because that the White Sox had agreed, if you get hit, you charge him out. That's why you see Ventura's hesitancy. He's like, I don't want to, but I'm a young guy, and even the veterans like, you got to go.
And so, isn't it a shame, you know, Ramon Ventura, stellar career, great player, most memorable for two things: getting punched in the head by an old Nolan Ryan, and his stupid Mike Piazza routine that he did during the rain delay.
Oh, I was going to say the Grand Slam single.
No, the rain delay when he's sliding around the bases.
That is true. That's another
like Piazza.
One. But no, but so that's the Robin Ventura side of things. He, under the pressure of the team as a younger player, whoever, if you get hit, you got to charge. And Nolan Ryan, the reason why Nolan Ryan was so aggressive, Ramos, was earlier in his career, Nolan Ryan had hit someone. And he decided to be all defensive and got roughed up a little bit. So Nolan Ryan in his head was like, if anyone ever charges the mound again, I'm going to be the aggressor. I'm going to whoop their ass.
Oh, Danny, wait a second.
Danny G's older brother's on the line. Oh, boy. Steve, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Steve, is it true? Were you the guy that started the Reggie chant during his last home run?
I have to say, it is 100% factual. That is the truth.
Okay.
All right. Yes. Hey, we're going to have to take his word for it. But all right. We heard some controversy. But thank you, Steve.
Steve Gradio.
I don't know. I'd have to hear Steve's voice to really.
Steve Gradio.
I'd have to hear him chant it. Thank
Reggie,
you, Steve.
Reggie.
No, it's not
Reggie,
bad. It doesn't match.
Reggie.
Nice.
That's exactly what started it.
You know what? That does sound familiar. Thank you. Hey, thank you, Steve, for calling. Appreciate you, man.
That's cool. Danny G.
Ken in Fresno says otherwise.
Danny G, you the youngest or old? That's your older brother?
That's my older brother.
Your older brother?
I'm the second oldest.
You're the second? Okay.
That's a great story, by the way. All right, so enjoy your opening day. Thank you for hanging out. That's old school when 50 hits.
And I believe it's time for an update with Dan Beyer, and then we'll get to some NBA
stuff.
Is it
Dan or Ken?
Dan. Hey. Oh, hey, Dan.
Hey, guys. Good news. We actually have Ken in studio.
Yeah. I can't believe you did that to my uncle, Danny. You know, he's dead, and you're sitting there rubbing it in his face.
That was great.
So good.
Oh, that was so great.
Oh, man. Was it it wasn't Reggie's final game in Oakland, was it? It was just the final home run?
Yeah, I think it was his final home run or no?
I want to say it was his last game in Oakland. Yeah, at home.
Yes. Oh, man.
Nobody was chanting anything until we started it, Dan.
No hey, proof, it's man. Not me. It's Ken. You know? Yeah, that's all it is. Oh, all right. Let's check what's going on in Major League Baseball.
Dan Beyer is like Joe Montana ruining the story of Rudy.
Oh, just come on. Having some fun.
I love it.
Jeez. All right. Oh, guys. All rise. All right.
All right.
You got everybody standing?
We're standing.
Everybody standing?
That goes just rough to you. On the track. At the wall. She is gone. Unbelievable. Aaron Judge in his first at-bat of the year. It's a home run to dead center.
Yes, in a game that, again, took 2 hours and 33 minutes. Aaron Judge homers on the Yankees radio network, and they blanked the Giants 5-0. Braves were 7-2 winners against the Nats. Orioles held on for a 10-9 win. Adley Rutschman today, 5-for-5, also walked. So got on base in all six plate appearances. Homered and knocked in 4 for Baltimore in the win. Rays blanked the Tigers 4-0. Cubs over the Brewers 4-0. And in that game, Marcus Stroman committed the first pitch clock violation in MLB history. Yes, still got the win. Struck out 8 in 6 innings of work in that win over Milwaukee. A game's in progress right now. So you guys were mentioning a crazy affair between the Rangers and Phillies. Texas up 11-7 in the 7th inning. Twins trying to close out the Royals. It's 2-0 in the bottom of the 9th. Rich is Mets for that 5-3 lead on the Marlins, and the Pirates and Reds still tied up at 4 apiece, while the Blue Jays and Cardinals right now in St. Louis, 6-5 Redbirds over the Blue Jays in the 6th inning. Knicks forward Julius Randle to miss at least 2 weeks with a sprained ankle. Alabama's Brandon Miller entering the 2023 NBA draft, and Iowa's Caitlin Clark named the AP Women's College Basketball Player of the Year today. Guys, back to you.
Thank you, Dan Beyer.
Thank you, Cardinals. Ken in Fresno. Dan Beyer.
That was hilarious. By the way, that Cardinals lead is messing up my very nice parlay, just for the record. Come on, Blue Jays, get it together. And by the way, I was just looking up John Sterling. You know what? I'll say this. God bless him, because him and Susie Waldman, who call the Yankees radio games, she's 76 and he's 85. Like, still doing it. Like,
he's still doing it, but he's not going to be traveling as much with the team that started last year.
It's going to be, you know, whether you'd like to make fun of his calls when he does hang it up or leaves us.
Yeah, but I love the calls that we make fun of. I love them.
No, but I'm saying there's going to come a time where the Yankees are going to have to pass the torch to a younger, new guy that's going to be the voice of the Yanks. Sterling's been there forever.
Yeah, yeah. Congrats to a long and stellar career. So, guys, Austin Reeves. We're going to talk a little NBA. He got some revenge on Pat Beverly, and we're going to talk about some revenge moments.
Ooh, who doesn't like revenge?
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay. You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
Lakers get a big win, fun win tonight. AD was huge, and the Lakers win by double digits. Lakers are now 38-38, solidify their spot for the time being in the play-in.
That's courtesy of Lakers Television from Spectrum Sportsnet. Final call, Lakers get revenge on the Bulls. 121-110. It's the progressive play of the day. Finally at 500, right, Danny G?
Yeah, we're gonna have a celebratory drink. Yeah. The Lakers are 500, everybody.
But even bigger, you know, they got a little bit of revenge.
I like that. I liked Austin Reeves not being shy. I like when guys, it's not showboating. I like when guys,
it's also having your team's back.
I like it.
Right?
I like it.
And protecting your superstars. That's part of it and why you respect it.
And put away those old AARP jokes that Colin Cowherd used to talk about on the air a couple seasons ago, because the trades they made, they got young blood in there. We got some G League guys like Austin Reeves who, let's be honest, he's been the MVP of the Lakers since the All-Star break, which is crazy to say. He's going to land a huge deal during the offseason.
Bro, I saw like one of those like Instagram slides where you just, you know, there's like five pictures, like a slideshow type of thing. And it showed Austin Reeves' path to the NBA. And it just shows that hard work and believing in yourself and not giving up. Because this guy was, you know, had a hard time even playing in high school and college. Didn't get drafted. It just, his whole path to where he is now is unlikely. And it just shows you, hey, you never know, man. You know, bust your ass and put in the
effort. And then he was the one Laker who wanted to have fun with that after he made that shot over Pat Bev. By the way, look at Pat Bev's stat line. 0-0-0-0 in 25 minutes. I guess he had a couple rebounds. And so he got sunned by Austin Reeves.
It was a cool moment.
It was so fun to watch last night.
It was a big moment. So if you want to share any other revenge moments, because I have a few that come to mind that I absolutely love, hit us up, you know, as we wrap up the show, 877-99 on Fox. And remember, we're live from the TireRack.com studios. You know what comes to mind? A few moments. Like, I love the moments where I believe Chase Utley is one of them. You guys will remember. Somebody threw it, Chase Utley. High and in. He ducks a pitch. Next pitch, hits a home run. That's always the best. I remember Bautista, Joey Bats. Someone threw it him. And they were going back and forth. And he goes yard right afterward.
Those are always cool moments.
Those are always the best moments. When you know the pitcher's intentionally throwing at that guy, He gets out of the way, steps back up, and hits a home run. That's always the best.
I mean, the ultimate revenge is the psychopath that we know named Michael Jordan. I say that kindly. The stories just continue to come out of the woodwork beyond just The Last Dance, where Michael Jordan
where he took that personally.
Like, it wouldn't even be a player sometimes. I'm hearing stories now where he was, you know, like golfing. And he's like, let's play another 18. And like, yeah, Mike,
he didn't
we got
losing to the security guards in that stupid game.
I saw a story where it was like, Mike, we got to play in a couple hours. I think it was like a Team USA thing. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to play another 18. And they're like, are you sure? He goes, I'm going to put up 45 tonight. And he does. Like, he was a maniac. So,
hey, whatever motivates you in those moments, yeah. I think is great. A story that comes to mind for me is when Adrian Broner was fighting Marcos Maidana. And Adrian Broner gets behind Maidana and starts thrusting.
Yeah, disrespecting him.
Starts disrespecting him in the middle of the ring. And then Maidana starts kicking his ass. And then when he had the opportunity and he was behind him, he gave it right back to him. And I thought that was another great moment.
This story's a revenge. What about, we were kids. It was a long time ago, so you might not remember. Mid-80s. Remember, Ivan Drago killed Apollo Creed.
Yeah.
And then Rocky Balboa went to Russia.
How could I forget?
On Christmas Day.
And got his revenge.
Yeah. Remember he grew a beard when he was training in the snow? Yeah, that's a revenge story right there. By the way, as I'm watching baseball highlights, it's baseball opening day. So, of course, we're going to lean on baseball a little bit today. We talked about him the other day. He already hit a bomb on opening day. Not Aaron Judge. O'Neill Cruz of the Pirates. That guy... It's a shame because the way baseball is, he won't stay there eventually because someone will sign him for a mega deal that the Pirates can't afford. But O'Neill Cruz looks like such a fun young player to watch. And I saw a guy we grew up with. You know when you feel old? You know when we were younger, we didn't realize all the coaches used to be players?
And then when you were little, yeah.
When you were very little, you're like,
wait a
minute.
They were old guys.
Like, Davey Johnson used to play? You're like, yeah. We see that more than ever. I see a highlight and I'm like, wait a minute. Who's this older black gentleman with a big white beard? Like Boston. Wait, is that Darryl Boston? Darryl Boston, former White Sox, Met, Yankee.
Darryl Boston had a nice stroke.
He had a sweet swing.
He had a really sweet swing.
Darryl Boston, Camino, has like an old man winter white beard now.
Really?
He's first base coach for the White Sox.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So you'll be seeing a lot of random stuff opening day. You'll, as you said, familiarize yourself with, oh, that's right, that guy's on this team, that guy's there. What about coaching? Right? You play a team that fired you. That's a lot of the stories where you play the team that let you go and you have a big game.
What about Daniel, as far as revenge?
Daniel Murphy.
Terry Francona got that with the Red Sox as the Indians manager.
And if you remember when the Mets let Daniel Murphy go, what did he do? He slayed the Mets. Sometimes when you play your former team, you kill him. All right, enjoy the rest of your opening day. We'll see you guys back here tomorrow at Covino and Rich. Hit us up. We'll be pals, right? Arrivederci, baby.
See you in the promised land.
Have a good one, everyone.
Goodbye.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health 8 kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health 8 Kombucha today.